Residents already shell-shocked after more than 3 years of war woke up early Monday. Authorities said Russian drone and missile attacks on Ukraine's capital Kiev and the surrounding areas killed and injured dozens of people. Sporadic machine gun fire could be heard as air defenses targeted incoming drones. The attack damaged several apartment buildings. The massive strikes prompted Kiev's military administration to urge people to stay in shelters. However, Kiev warned Moscow that it would hit back if Russia prolonged the war. News about the latest clashes came while Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in Britain to discuss how to improve Ukraine's defense while putting additional pressure on Russia. His spokesperson said Zelensky was to meet Britain's King Charles, Prime Minister Keir Starmer, and the speakers of both houses of parliament. He would also talk to Ukrainian military personnel who were training in Britain and representatives of think tanks. It came amid reports that Russia suffers military setbacks too. The well-informed British Ministry of Defense said Russia's wartime toll of dead and wounded reached a historic milestone this month, with more than 1 million Russian troops having been killed or injured since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine began on February 24, 2022. Zelensky said that Russia even sent Ukraine at least 20 of its dead soldiers in recent exchanges with Kiev, describing it as a result of Moscow's disorganization. Since the start of its war in Ukraine, Russia's military casualties have remained a closely guarded state secret. But observers say the signs of devastation are unmistakable, from the booming funeral industry to the rising number of veterans returning home without arms or legs. Although Russia's defense ministry claimed forces had taken control of two villages in Ukraine, Petrovka in the eastern Kharkiv region and Perebuda in the Donetsk area, more casualties were expected. About 10,000 Russian soldiers are fighting in Russia's Kursk region, where about 90 square kilometers or 35 miles has been taken by Ukraine in response to Russia's ongoing invasion. Yet it is also believed that Ukraine suffered many casualties and millions of people have fled the war-torn nation. Amid death and destruction, there was some hopeful news for reporters covering the armed conflict. Ukrainian Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty journalist Vladislav Yesipenko was freed Sunday after 4 years in Russian custody in occupied Crimea on what his supporters said were trumped-up charges. Earlier on Saturday, Russia's ally Belarus freed the network's former journalist Ihar Karnay after freeing another reporter, Andrei Kuznetsik, in February. However, numerous journalists have been detained, killed or injured in the ongoing war. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.